Perek Gimel Mishnah Gimel, the third chapter, the third Mishnah in Zavim. It goes as follows: Hazav Vatahor Shiyashu Besvina Gidola. That a Zav, a person who's a Zav, and a person who's pure, sitting in a large boat. Ezohi Svina Gidola, what is the definition of a large boat? Rabbi Huda Merko Sheina Yechola Lahamit Ba'adam. The definition of a large boat, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is one which is not swayed by the weight of a person, because it is a substantial vessel, a substantial boat. Yashvu al haneser, al asafsal, al gashish, shalmita. In the event that these two individuals sat on a plank or on a bench or on a bed frame, if they sat on or if in the event that they sat on a beam when they were all firmly secured, as opposed to the Mishnah that we read a little bit earlier, which they sat on all these things that were rickety, that were not firmly secured, and in such a situation where they're sitting on either this large boat as opposed to a small boat, or they're sitting on a item that is actually fastened properly. In all these scenarios, the Mishnah will tell us that they're all tahor. That person who's tameh remains tameh, of course, and the person that is tahor remains in a status of purity. Alu ba'ilan shekocho yafeh. What if they ascended? Both these two individuals, a zav and this pure person, ascended a kocho yafeh, an ilan that is absolutely sturdy, or besocha shekocha yafeh, or a branch that was actually sturdy, or a type of sulam tzuri, a type of ladder which is quite large and connected to the ground, or an Egyptian type of ladder which is a little bit smaller, however, that is fastened to the wall by a nail, or in the event that they are ala kevesh, they are ascending on a bridge, or ala kora, or on a rafter, Valhadelas, or in a door, Bisman Jehen Asuim Betit, and all these scenarios, they were held firmly by clay, even Afilu Mitzad Echad Tohorin, even if they both ascended at one end, they, the one who is Tahor, and the person who is Tahor, and all his clothing still remains in the status of Tehora. Why is that? Because there's no situation of tumas midras, there's no sitting anywhere, there's no leaning, and there's no hesed, there's no real contact that is going to take place at all, and therefore this person remains in a status of purity. The boats are large, there's no contact, there's no sitting, there's nothing, there's no leaning, and therefore we are not worried that this person who is tahor came in contact at all with the person who is tameh, with this zav. The Mishnah concludes, Hatahor make esatame tahor. A person who is pure hits the person who is impure, they still are considered to be tahor. What's that referring to? So obviously, in terms of tumas midras, he'd be remained pure because there's no sitting. However, from hesed, they would still be impure because obviously you hit somebody, there's a sense of leaning, a sense of contact that takes place. Although the truth is the Rambam, in fact, argues and says he still remains impure, even in the laws of Tahor, even regarding to Hesed. The Mishnah concludes, Hatame make es Tahor, Tame. However, if the person who's Tame strikes and hits the person who's Tahor, he is still a Tumas Midras. Why? Because the Mishnah assumes that, She'im yimashech Tahor, Hare Hatame Nofel, that if one who is pure, let's say, took a step back because of the punch, because of the hit, therefore, the one who is impure would fall on him, which is really considered to leaning, and therefore it would be tumas midras. Therefore, his clothing would be impure as well. That is the end of this Mishnah and the end of the Perek. The fourth Perek and the first Mishnah of Zavim is as follows. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Nida Sheshva Ime Tohara Bamita. In this first Mishnah, in this fourth chapter, Rabbi Yeshua says that a woman who's a Nida, which is similar to the Zav, has ability to impart tuma. If they are sitting on a mita, a bed, with a woman who is a tehora, kipa shebrosha tame midras, that this, even though this bed is not fixed to the floor, the cap on top of the woman who is pure is considered midras tuma, as is as if a nida had really sat on this cap that this woman is wearing. Yashva vasvina. In the event this same lady, this nida, is sitting on a small boat, kelim shebarosh hanes shebasvina tumei midras, similar to the cap of the woman. In this case, the analogy is connected to the vessels, the kelim on top of the boat mast, are also midras impure. They are a level of tuma. The reason is the boat is swaying, this bed is swaying, and therefore perhaps the nida would render, because the weight of this woman causes the entire boat or the entire bed to drop a little bit, and therefore it would cause the woman, that would then cause all the kelim, even on top, to become tame. Mishnah continues. No, tell us a Rava Mele Avigadim. If she, this woman who is in Nida, took a Rava, a trough filled with clothing, Bizman Shemas An Kaved Tmein, in the event that their weight is heavy, all the Begadim are of the Tuma of a Midras. Why? The rationale is because, again, the load weights her down. It's as if she is leaning or hanging on to them, and therefore it metamis them. If, however, Mishkan, if their weight is when Shemas Ankal Tohorin, if, however, they're very light, they would be considered Tahor and pure. And from a Midras perspective, Zav Shekish Al Kitsutra Vinafa Kikar Shal Truma Tahor. If a Zav knocked against a balcony and a loaf of Truma that was on this balcony fell, the loaf, this Kikar, would be pure. Why? Because this balcony is firm. We don't assume that the loaf fell because of the Hesed of this individual, but rather it fell because of the vibrations that maybe passed through the shaking that passed through this balcony that caused the bread to fall, as opposed to the contact or the leaning of some sort from the Zav itself, and therefore the loaf of bread would still be in the status of purity.